Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
There's nothing to see over here, but there's plenty to hear over here. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, who each week come in to break down four segments of the Carolina Outdoors for your listening pleasure. I'm Bill Barty, sitting over here in Studio D, sitting alongside Mr. Christopher Lawing. Welcome, Christopher.
Welcome. Thank you. Christopher's on the right. Bill's on the left.
And TJ Boggs is on the other side of the glass.
Good morning.
TJ the DJ. That's the nickname that I think John Wilson of Wilson's World appointed way long time ago, and yeah. That's one of my favorites.
I'll take it. I've been called worse.
Listen, we our mantra is to talk the outdoors. Of course, we get into a little bit of other things. Many of you who listen regularly each week to the Carolina Outdoors have heard us talk about high school football or maybe some independent film that's out, all kinds of different things. But we like to cover our bases here on the program. And we invite you to listen not just via the airwaves of WBT early on a Saturday morning. You can also find us via podcast wherever you may listen to podcasts or subscribe to the Carolina Outdoors. Another place you can access us, head over to jessebrowns.com. That's where we hang our hat through the week, and you can go to the hookup, and we have the podcast with all four segments there for your listening pleasure, as we say. Christopher, something that's going on right now as we finish up 2018 is many people are looking for ways to change their lives in 2019. And so many people look towards the outdoors as a place of health, of wellness, a place of good spirit, so that they can go maybe see that sunset atop the mountain, or maybe they can see their breath as they pursue a hike that they've never pursued before. So over at Jesse Brown's, the past several weeks, we've had many, many people come in for the pursuit of hiking. And hiking is, of course, a great exercising sport, but it also is a goal-oriented sport. It's something that you can do by yourself, but it's also something that you can do with friends, family, a spouse. So I've been advising several people who are looking towards getting into the sport, and I'd like to do that quickly on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors, just to let people know, and the way it starts at Jesse Brown's is a conversation many times is around footwear. People are coming in and they have sneakers and they're well-fitting sneakers, and that's okay. But what is the negative of sneakers or tennis shoes, if you will? And the quick answer usually is support. They don't have the support. And when we say the word support, many people are thinking about ankle-high boots and that sort of thing. But that is not really the true requirement of modern-day footwear. You can buy a low-top structural and well-fitting structural shoe that is a low top, and we sell those at Jesse Brown's, and we have nice footwear for priceless feet. So we always like to remind people to get a good pair of socks in there as well, because they are the conduit of the relationship between a nice pair of hiking shoes or boots and your priceless feet. So with that out of the way, a good fitting, well-fitting pair of hiking boots, a few places that you may go. Now, do you have any favorites to put you on the spot of local hiking places?
Well, if you're just starting out, you know, do a little Crowder's or Kings Mountain, which is close by. Those are great. I think there's a trail that connects the two. I can't remember what that's called. Is it the Crest Line?
The Ridge Line.
The Ridge Line. That's right, the Ridge Line.
Now, that
trail
is a son of a gun. But that's I have that on my list right now. We have several state parks. You just mentioned two of them, one of which is a North Carolina state park, Crowder's Mountain State Park, which is over in Gaston County, about 45 minutes from where we are right here in Charlotte. You can drive on over there. When you go to those state parks, a North Carolina or a South Carolina state parks, the office there is open, and they have a diorama of the park and the hiking trails, but they will also give you a map of the hiking trails, and they're marked easy, moderate, and strenuous. So you can pick and choose whatever you feel your caliber of hiking is. But don't be afraid to go in there and ask questions and start a good hike. One treat of Crowder's Mountain is they have a wonderful view. Once you hike up to the top of Crowder's or King's Pinnacle, you can see 85 way off in the distance. That's not that beautiful to see. But if you turn around to the west, you can see, and south, you can see the entire state park, and it bleeds into Kings Mountain State Park in South Carolina, as well as the military park down there, which is a beautiful scene. And if you rotate around and look back towards the east, you can see the skyline of Charlotte. So Crowder's Mountain State Park, as well as Kings Mountain there in, across the way, are two good ones to go and start your sport of hiking. If you want to stay a little bit closer, I put down on my list McDowell Nature Preserve.
Ooh, yeah.
So that is down right on Lake Wylie. And in Mecklenburg Park and Rec have several wonderful nature preserves. But McDowell is a great place to start. It has an interpretive center down there, but it also has accessible and easy trails that you can go out for a nice walk in Mecklenburg County without leaving. Now, if you want to go a little bit further out, you can head over to South Mountain. And I say South Mountain because they've had plenty of rainfall. And what that does is enhances the waterfall. So there's a 3.5-mile loop that includes a wonderful waterfall for you to get out there and see. So for any more information on that, contact us over at Jesse Brown's here in Charlotte in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, the upstairs outdoor store. And a quick invite: Thursday, January 31st, we have our Storytellers Night lined up. Come hear your neighbor's adventure, 3 20-minute stories, again, starting at 6 o'clock and going till about 8 p.m. January 31st. We got a big program ahead here on the Carolina Outdoors, so stay tuned for more after these messages.